need one more. I just 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 need one more. You don't pick up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face. So we got the lights. We got the cameras. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. And this is What's the Wave. I believe it's like episode 73 or 4. You know, we've been rolling for a while.
Y'all
and
pushing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And we got a very, very sweet treat of an episode for y'all today. Because we have Miss Milan and Mr. Tubbs of TT Sweets Creations. Was it cakes, bakes, and sweet treats? Everything, man. They got everything.
It's
man.
All that. Anything with sugar in it.
Come on now. For one, how y'all doing today? How y'all doing?
We're good. I'm excited. This. Yes. I mean, I know we pushed this off a couple days. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a little anxious coming in here. I was anxious waking up, but yeah. I'm excited now that we're here.
Man, we here. I'm so glad y'all could pull up just on this beautiful day in sunny Vallejo, California. We're going to get into it. Got some current topics to shoot around. Got to hit y'all with the Rapid Wave segment. Definitely pick y'all brain so that people could know the people behind the brand, of course. Then quick shout out to our sponsors. Touch on a little media topics. We millennials, so talk about some music, some TV and stuff. And then we're going to get into the full story arc of the brand itself. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it without further ado. As I said before, for the podcast, every month I've been doing the campaigns. Okay. Like I said, June was superpowers. July was what you rep. August, all about how you adapt and adjust. It's been a lot that we had to go through these last couple years of pandemics and viruses and sicknesses and shit, inflations.
Yeah, that's like our new normal. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't really like remember time before that, I feel like, right now.
You feel me? You feel me? So, like you said, we've been so acclimated to it. It's kind of crazy. But I do want to throw that question out. Personally and professionally, you know, how have you had to, you know, pivot and move around everything that's just been going on in life?
The pandemic was like pros and cons. So I would say that for any small business, the pandemic was your time to shine. Like, that was your time to really, like, nobody's working right now. Put your money into what matters.
Everybody was sitting on their money.
Yeah, like, because I will say, like, when I first started this, I started this in 2018.
Okay.
And I was never to a point where I was ordering product every month, ordering boxes. I never had that many orders. I feel like the pandemic kind of opened that up to where, okay, now I do have to make an order every week. Now I got to get cake boxes every week. Like, I never thought about nothing like that. I had to start really, you know, kind of looking into more business tools. I had to start networking and talking to other people. I never had to do that before.
Right.
So as much as, like, I kind of hated the pandemic, I appreciated the pandemic because I feel like it pushed everybody to kind of get into what they were doing all the way instead of just halfway.
Definitely. I mean, shit, this podcast popped up during the pandemic and most of my guests I've had on, same thing, like whether they just started doing music or a clothing brand or, like you said, any small business.
And I will say, like, even because I've worked many jobs, like, even the reason I even started baking, I was working at a bakery. So I will say, like, the pandemic was something where even when I lost my recent job, I just stopped working after that. I was like, I gotta hustle. I'm finna just go with it. Like, you know, so that I will say, the pandemic kind of pushed me to, like, you need to make your money. Mm-hmm. Might as well make your money doing what you want
to
do.
That's good to hear that. It definitely pushed you into, you know, grow and elevate professionally. Personally, everything cool? How you been able to navigate, you know? I know, like I said, it's touchy talking personal because COVID did affect a lot of families.
Yeah,
you feel
it
me?
Was
so,
rough. I mean, I was one of the people who I went like a whole year and a half without even getting COVID. When I finally did, I was like, oh, like, I was suffering. It was bad. But,
yeah, that shit hit a lot of people.
And it was crazy because I had just got it after doing a big event. Like, so I used to work for the Foreign Family Store and they let me pop up. They let me do a whole pop up there and I had like sold out that whole day. Like, it was a good day. I made my money back. I had pushed a lot of product and then like 3 days later I got COVID and I was devastated because I was like, man, like, I knew this was real. I knew people around me were getting it, but I had went so long and avoided getting it, even dealing with customers, I had never got it. And then I got it. And I got it bad. Man. Like, I mean, I was like, I can't breathe. Like, I was just boohooing.
Some people, it really took them down.
It was rough.
Yeah, man. But I'm glad to see, you know, y'all bounce back healthy as ever, you know.
Yeah.
Keeping the brand going, you know, keeping the fam going. It's good to hear.
Definitely.
And even with that, can you speak to how, like, inflation, all these price increases have impacted the business? Because, like I said, like, now you're copying materials consistently.
Yeah.
And now I heard it's damn near more expensive to buy groceries than go eat out. You feel me? So how has that played a part?
I mean, I had to raise my prices. Yeah. And I encourage any small business.
Respectfully.
Please raise your prices. The reason I say that is because, like you said, everything is so expensive now and you don't realize it until you stop eating out. And now you're like, oh yeah, I'm about to be on a health kick. I'm about to buy groceries. No, you're not. You're not you're not buying groceries 2-3 days a week because that's how high. Even the cheapest stores are high. Mm-hmm. So for me, I had to take a look at my prices and I'm like, I'm not selling what my product is worth. And I had to look at it like, if I'm selling something for 20 a dozen, I'm looking at the individual price. So I'm selling something for 30 cents each type, you know, like,
yeah, you gotta break really it down. Look at it.
Like, so I encourage all small businesses, if you feel like your work is worth it, to raise your prices. I had to raise my, and I will say, as soon as I raised my prices, I started getting customers that I never had because I feel like they look at your work like, oh, if you're charging this much, you must be good. That's how they look at it. So I had to really start thinking, what would I spend on a dozen gourmet cupcakes? What would I spend? Right. If I would spend this, I know someone else gonna spend it. So I, you know, yeah, raise your prices. Now, I'm not saying rip people heads off, but definitely raise your prices because it's not worth it if you're not profiting at all. Like, you're kind of just doing it for the fun at that point.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I hear that a lot from small brands I bring on this. And it's an adjustment. You feel me? They, you know, you don't want to tax too much. You don't want to sell yourself short.
Oh my gosh,
it's really knowing your worth. Exactly. Some people do be trying to get over. It's wild. Like I said, these barbers out here charging $60 a cut, because that is not a $60 cut.
We just were talking about this literally 2 days ago, and I was saying, like, I remember when my brother was in high school, it was $20
a $20 cut,
you know,
man.
Something like that. And now they, like, charging 60 for a lineup, you know,
it's wild. Like, man,
but that's, you know, hey, they charging their worth. If somebody gonna get it, they gonna get it.
Exactly.
That's just how I look at it now.
I've been hearing it. I'm glad to see that you've been able to, you know, adjust appropriately, and it's worked out for you.
You have to because it's all an investment. Mm-hmm. Like, if I put in $500 into ordering stuff off Amazon, getting business cards made, stocking up on ingredients. I'm buying ingredients for months worth. I'm not just getting ingredients like for today.
And your time,
like,
and labor.
If you look
everything.
At my pantry right now, it's powder sugar, like just all this stuff in there that I'm not going to use right now, but I know I'm pushing out this much. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, you raise your prices.
You got a fucking inventory. That is crazy. Yeah. You got real inventory. I love it.
When I just got my new place, when I saw the pantry, I'm like, I need it. Because I knew, like, I need it. I need that space.
A business move.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Because we don't even got a dining room table. We have a cake rack.
That's real. That's real.
You know.
No, I love to see it. And maybe, because like you said, how we talked beforehand, how kind of we've seen it. We got a lot of mutuals, you know, staying in the same city. Having friends and family close together. What do you think maybe the state of the city is right now with all the brands that have been popping up and stuff? I mean, do you see it kind of going up in a positive light? Do you see a lot more maybe competition and tension? You could speak on it just from the sweets perspective, because I know a lot of other sweet creation spots and pop-ups that have been, you know, trying to get out there.
I will say, I can't speak to what they feel. Personally, I love it. Mm. Reason being is because, okay, for example, I don't use fondant. I refuse. Ooh, I won't do it. And the reason I don't is because, you know,
fondant.
It's nasty.
Fuck a fondant.
It's so
man,
nasty.
No, I'm with you on that one. Fuck that shit. Fuck a fondant.
You know?
That shit is not good. That's the kids.
And the reason that I like that there's so many other cake makers, there's so many other, because there's some people who do. So I easily have a 4 or 5 people I can recommend that.
Right.
So like, I have clients come to me all the time, like, this is the type of cake I want. I'm like, I can make that, but I don't use fondant, so we would have to adjust the design.
Gotcha.
Well, I really want fondant. I'm like, okay, I got you. I got 3 people right now. I can send them locally.
That's lovely.
So I don't mind. I feel like it's enough for us to all eat.
Everybody
I feel like
eat.
It's enough for everybody to make their money. I'm not one of them people who I'm going to purposely not recommend you.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm one person, so I can only take so many orders anyway. And if I feel like the next person can make some money, that's
why
the
not?
Beauty of everybody having their own brand.
Yeah, no, that's so lovely to hear, because you do hear a lot of, like, negative competition, not healthy competition. Like, exactly.
I don't mind it. I think it pushes people to step their game up, because me personally, when I started out, I feel like I wasn't doing enough. I was really basic. I make all my own menus now. Like, I really had to push myself looking at how other people are pushing.
Right.
So I don't mind it. I like it.
I love to hear it, man. I love to hear it. It's been a lot in the city. And I hope that continues to grow. Like I said, it grows better when it's organic. So when everybody just, you know, community feel, like I said, competitive always, but team oriented, then shit.
Yeah,
like I said,
that's, you know, the pop-ups get more, you know, get bigger. Everybody's making their money. Like, people throwing the pop-ups are making their money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's enough money.
I'm about to say, have you been a vendor a couple times? How is that?
I have been a vendor.
How you like that vendor circuit?
You know, it's rough. Like, at first it is rough, because my first event, it was weed-based, which I make edibles. No big deal.
Shout out to the edible makers.
I make edible. My edibles are really strong.
So, we could collab on some.
They are really strong.
I had Grow Sister on. My shout out Kelsey.
She is my consistent oil vendor. I get all my oil shout from out, her. Shout she out is Grow the Sister. Reason my edibles are so strong. She makes very potent stuff.
Yes.
And we actually did my first pop up was a collab with her.
Hey.
We did a collab event for Catch the Clouds, and we set up and we sold all our stuff together. I didn't necessarily sell. I didn't necessarily sell out. But mm-hmm. I met a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I handed my cards out.
Great networking.
And that was kind of made the event worth it. And then my friend who I went with, she made a ton of money. So it was like, we all kind of, you know, we broke even in that way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, pop-ups are fun. They are a little challenging. Mm-hmm. I did have to turn down a couple pop-ups because I'm like, financially, I can't do it. Because it's an investment. Pop-ups are, you have to spend at least $400 just to get to put, if you're pushing product like you want to,
right.
You do. And if for me, I got to bake it all on the spot. I can't just have it sitting in the fridge for weeks.
Like, it's not like clothes or a t-shirt
right, where you can just have it sitting in the closet.
You have
just
throw that shit back in the van. I mean, if we don't sell it, we got to give it away or eat this shit, cuz.
And it's like, you know, my poor man asked Kim, we clear the whole fridge out if I got an event because we need every shelf.
Right.
Ain't no food. It's just
and she's just making you eat cupcakes for no damn reason. Be like, babe.
It's just babe.
Like, honey, I'm tired of red velvet. Right, I'm sorry. Right.
So
nah,
it's
that's
like,
real.
You know, pop-ups are cool. I love it. I love whoever came up with that concept. I think it gives us all a chance to make our money and meet people.
I think, like you said, the pandemic, you've seen a lot of those pop up more. And it's just been creating and cultivating this big organic culture of everybody networking and building. I hope it continues, even though people are outside and stuff. I hope it continues. So we'll see what happens. But back to really into the brand as well. As y'all see, we got fucking flavors on the table, cause I don't even before we get into that, because we're gonna say that to like the end while we do the origin story. She's gonna break that down. We're gonna taste that. Me and Rio gotta get into that for sure. I need to know kind of more your process coming up with these ideas and these flavors. Give me maybe an example, a bad flavor that y'all had that you tried to roll out, because I see you got some good combination flavors. I mean, of course, classic, you know, red velvet, you know, some Twix, caramel, stuff like that. Caramel apple, that's one I instantly seen. That was like the first
everyone,
one I picked.
When they say, like, I want to try that.
A caramel apple cupcake? Yes, run it.
Super good.
So maybe the flavors. Do you have any ones that missed that you was like, babe, try this? And he was like, nah, that ain't it.
Is there anything you've ever tried you didn't like? You can be honest.
For real, I don't think it's...
The thing is, it's not that I've ever came up with a bad flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been times where I've, like, missed a step. Like,
when
I first started, because I'll admit, when I first started, I was working at the Sam's Club Bakery as well.
Okay.
They was hating on me. But I was working at the Sam's Club Bakery doing my thing. Yeah. And I used to buy icing from there because people started asking me to make cakes outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
I was so nervous. I'm like, okay. But I was buying icing. I was buying pre-made cake. And I was just decorating. I was strictly a decorator.
Right.
Wasn't really a baker. But he was like, you need to start making homemade icing because anybody can do this. Anybody can put this
together. Anybody can dress up a cake.
I was so scared. Like, what if it don't come out? You know, but I started really, because everything I did was self-taught. I started just researching how to make icing, recipes, what to do. And it was just trial and error. I've had plenty of times where, like, I made the icing at the wrong texture, wrong consistency, and now the cake is hella heavy because I got all this, like, you know, so I've made my mistakes. Like, I've definitely made it. I've had it where, thank God, a customer been late because my cake started falling apart and I had to redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
I've dropped a cake.
Everything you could think so, of.
I don't want to say I've had a bad flavor, but I've definitely had, like, some real oops moments.
Yeah, no, that's real. Everybody.
And everybody had, because, you know, I never went to culinary school. Mm-hmm. Like I said, everything I learned was strictly from research. So, and, like, you know, working at a bakery.
Self-taught, self-made. Self-taught, you know, self-made.
And that's what makes it so, like, difficult in that stuff. I'm like, who do I call? What do I do? And this is.
Yeah, and you do difficult things because, like I said before, but I want to touch on now. You do tear cakes.
Yeah.
That's not easy. Like, when I seen that, you know, I was scrolling the page, doing my little research, I could. And I was like, I know a lot of sweet brands that do cupcakes and cookies and crispy treats and the little stuff. But no, you are, like I said, legit baker now with these tear cakes. You're doing birthday parties and all this stuff.
You did a wedding.
Weddings. Like, you're making wedding cakes. Yeah. Come on now. That's nothing to just, you know, gloss over. Yeah. When did you take that step? And you was like, hey, I think I could really knock that out.
So, okay. Like I said, my first bakery job was Hummingbird Bakery, and but I worked at Hummingbird when they was on Springs Road.
Okay, right on. Yeah, I've heard the name for sure.
When
was that where Carl's Cakes is by Manny's?
By I think it's yeah, Tony's Cakes, isn't it? Tony's Cakes.
Where Red Onion was. It's a steakhouse now.
No. Okay, no. It's where AutoZone is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got you.
So that's where Hummingbird was, and I knew I had the potential to make cake, but the reason I even knew I could do it is because I wasn't a cake maker when I worked there. I was like a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "You want to learn how to ice cake?" I was like, "Yeah." She like, "You done with everything?" "Yeah." "Okay, come on." So I would just start practicing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could do this for real. Like, I could really teach myself. I could find some icers. So then when I worked at Sam's Club, they was not fucking with me. Like, you could just do cupcakes. I would do cupcakes all day. I'm like, I promise you, I know how to make. Like, let me try. And whenever they would leave, I would start practicing. I would start doing cakes. Mm-hmm. I would take a picture of the cakes I was doing. I did a tear cake one time in like 15 minutes because, you know, everything was pre-made. Ooh. So I just
That's easy.
And I would send him pictures like, see, like, this bitch is hating.
Like, yeah, let me off the leash. Let me loose. Come on, man. Let me off the leash. I got it.
And I ain't gonna lie. So, like, I hope they don't ever go watch this.
It's okay.
I started taking little cake supplies home.
So I could practice. Damn right.
We had hundreds of it.
They ain't gonna miss it. Y'all ain't gonna miss that shit.
So I would put it in my apron.
Hey, cakes that I made.
I would drop it in my apron and I would go home and just do my thing. Like, and I really started to the point where I'm like, I could do this. Like, I know I could do this. And the very first time I really made a tear cake actually was months ago for an order. Mm-hmm. Like, for it was a couple months back, and my mother-in-law had someone who wanted to get a tear cake, and she was like, "Can you do 3 tiers?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, I was so nervous. I had to order a whole new different kind of box. You know, this wasn't just where I could run to Michael's and get a box. I had to order a box. I had to order the tier set, all that. And when I seen how well it went, I was like, "I could do tear cakes." And then I just started, like, now if I could switch my business to strictly cakes and cupcakes, I would. I really kind of hate doing tedious treats. I like
make the pivot. You know, here, you got like the platform. I said, sometimes it is hard to make that adjustment because of, you know, business and financial reasons. But man, you believe in yourself. Like I said, you got a support system with you. Do that shit.
Definitely.
You've been proving everybody wrong so far. So let's keep it going, man. Come on, TT's Sweets in the building. I love it. And then I do want to ask, because I seen you did, like I said, birthdays, weddings, puppy birthdays. Can you give an example of a crazy event? Not in a bad way, but just, it was just like, hey, it was strippers in this bitch, or like, you just showed up and it was like, it was just toddlers with Nerf, like a Nerf gun battle.
Oh my God.
Any crazy event that you popped up, you was like, hey, yo, I ain't sticking around for this.
I just dropped my cake off.
Yeah, just dropped the cake off, gotta go.
I don't know if I can necessarily say it was crazy, but I have been to an event where I'm like, a lot of people. Like, you know, even when I did my first like real wedding cake, when I got to I remember getting to the place and I was like, because it was in Piedmont. I'd never been to Piedmont before.
Right.
It was all these Teslas, all these Benzes, and I got there. I'm like,
real one.
I walked in and it was just, it was beautiful. And I'm like, my cake is finna go in here. So, you know, when I put the cake down, because at first she just wanted a plain white cake. She paid like $300 for a solid cake.
Yeah.
And she was like, I got fresh flowers. Do you think you could hook this up? I'm like, yes, please.
Let me.
Took it out the box. And I just couldn't believe where I was. I was like, it's beautiful in here. They had money.
Ambiance was different. You feel me?
Walking around with mimosas. Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. Lovely. So when I did it, it was just kind of like, man, if I could do stuff like this, I know I could do something
you
else.
You belong
on
there.
The scale, come you know. On. So yeah, that was cool.
Oh, I love to hear it.
Nothing too crazy though.
For sure. No, that's amazing. And like I said, I got a dog, and I really on his. We share the same birthday, even though I don't know. He was just born in July. I'm the 15th. So he was like, we're going to put you in the middle. Yeah. I tried to get him some little peanut butter shit, but he a Chihuahua mix. He did not fuck with it.
Not all dogs like it.
I was like, I got to get him a real holy field, either a cupcake or a cake. My boy Rio, he a dog lover too. He got that dog in him too. So
I love dogs.
Yeah, so we gonna be in your ear. We gonna be in your ear.
Yeah, I will say, because at my old roommate's house where I was making my pupcakes, the peanut butter I got was specifically for dogs. I tried to give her some and she was like, mm-mm. Yeah. I was like, you'll eat some salami off the ground, but you won't eat this top-notch peanut butter. The dog was like, I'm cool.
Boozy ass dog. My dog the same way. He spoiled.
What's the problem?
Spoiled ass. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we just got to find what your dog likes, and then I could pretty much turn it into a cake. Because you wouldn't even believe the ingredients that was in a pup cake. Like, you'd be like, that's disgusting, but they don't eat it.
No, I believe it.
So, you know.
Okay, so let's keep it going. That's going to wrap it up for kind of the current stuff going on. Now, this is one of my favorite segments. I We've been doing this with Rio since June. The Rapid Wave segment since June, July. I got about, like I said, 9-10 questions. I'm gonna throw them at you. These are the questions I didn't preview. I never preview to my guests.
Okay.
If you want to hop on too, let the people know how you feel
he's
about it.
Tagged in.
Please. Yeah. Y'all can tag in. Y'all can both say, you know, if y'all agree, y'all disagree. Some of them are gonna be quick. Other ones you can meditate, take your time on to really, you know, give a good thorough answer.
Okay.
So first one, ketchup or ranch?
Wait.
It depends.
Right.
Okay. You're right.
Like, if we talking about pizza, I want ranch.
All right. French fries. What you doing? I got to keep it basic then. On your potatoes, on some French fries.
I'm gonna probably go with ketchup, but
the ketchup, yeah. But the
raspberry,
I'll be,
but if it's like potato wedges or something, like some good fries, I'll do some ranch.
Okay.
I'm greedy, I'll use both. It just depends.
Yeah, facts. I'm on some Wingstop ranch all day. I never get no ketchup from Wingstop.
Right, ever. I didn't even know they had ketchup.
Okay, so tie. That's a tie. Okay. Now you can take this and whatever, and whether you're scared of, you would rock with, if you could be one, I don't care. Or you just fuck with more or don't fuck with at all. Vampires or zombies?
Oh, zombies scare the hell out of me. That's my biggest fear.
Really?
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because on Zombieland, when they said the first rule is cardio.
Hey, that's my movie too. I'm snipping that. That's beautiful because I love Zombieland. That's my movie.
I check the back seat of my car.
Check the back seat.
I follow the rules of Zombieland. I'm not even kidding.
Yes,
that's
double tap, all of that. That is
my biggest fear.
The vampires?
Now we clicking with it. Like, I'm very much into Twilight. Like, yeah, we are
like staying up at night, you know, nightlife.
Oh, that's us. Yeah. That's us all the way.
He's like, sleep during the day, just be out.
During the day. My mama called my phone like, it's 12 o'clock. Why are you not up?
Because I went to sleep.
These are my hours.
I went to sleep at 8.
These are my hours.
With Eddie Murphy, I think.
Vampire in Brooklyn. Yeah. That's our favorite movie. We watch that movie all the time.
Okay, so vampires over the zombies for real. Okay. Bigger deal breaker. Either just somebody in general, somebody you fucking with, whatever. So person you just right next to. Bad breath or bad body odor?
Oh gosh.
Which one worse?
I'm gonna say body odor because if I haven't talked to you yet and I can smell it, it's like
I'm gonna probably say body odor
too. Yeah. That body odor. Ooh, that's okay.
I just feel like get it on together. Get it together. I don't need that.
Nah, that's good. Okay, which one y'all fuck with more? Netflix or Hulu?
I'm into Hulu, but that's because I really love American Horror Story.
Yeah, I say Hulu. Mm-hmm.
Hulu
got,
keeps all my shows streaming. Netflix.
What's it called? Snowfall.
Yeah, Snowfall.
Wu-Tang show.
Yep, yeah. Wu-Tang. Yeah, I'll be on my anime on Hulu too. So yeah,
Hulu's great. Netflix fell off.
Yeah. They be having some shit on Netflix though.
It got some shit.
Yeah,
on
Netflix is good for movies, but like if I'm a show watcher, I'm a rock with Hulu.
I fucks with. Okay, to the socials, Instagram or Twitter. You know what I'm gonna say, Rio.
I will say Instagram because not even just on a personal aspect, but Instagram is where I get all my business.
I was gonna say the same thing. I say Instagram business, but Twitter my favorite app.
Twitter is hilarious. Twitter like,
Twitter is out of pocket, bro. That shit. It's like the young folks Facebook.
Yes.
Because Facebook be rampant.
And
right
I still look, and I will attest because I still be on Facebook and them old ladies be on there wilding. But I will say that Twitter is cool too, because even when I post my cakes on Twitter, it's one retweet takes it to 20 retweets and takes it to people see it.
It's different.
So but Twitter is cool for that. It's cool to network and it's cool, like it's funny.
Facts.
So
that shit is the best app out right now. Okay. For both of y'all, if you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Softball.
I like it.
This is football and baseball.
I play softball.
I like it. Okay. We got some home run hitters in the building. I love it. All right. If you could bend an element, fire, water, earth, or air, what element would you be a bender of? I'm an earth bender.
Water.
Even though I'm a water sign, I got a lot of water in my
life. I'm a water sign, too.
But I'd be an earth bender. And I like Toph. That's my girl on airbender.
I say water. I love the beach and stuff. So if I could just go to the water and do all kind of little, you know.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
I'd do it.
That'd be hard. Tubbs, you?
Probably fire.
Bend that fire? That'd be cool if you could create it. That'd be hard. Yeah. Y'all be going at it, though.
Yeah,
y'all gonna
we
be
would.
Going at it. Yeah. Trying to put each other out. That's gonna be
it's
amazing.
Like we two water signs. You would never know.
There it is. Okay, I need your top four or your Mount Rushmore, either mixtapes or albums.
Oh,
that
man.
If your phone was cleared out, but you just had them four
to only listen to,
which ones would they be?
Oh, my. Okay, so and that's any. Like,
It could be the same artist, any album. You can have all three. You can have all four droughts. You can have all four dedications. Whatever.
It could be any era.
Any era.
Okay, so for me, I'm going to just put my number one is Tim's. Tim's is her album was No Skips, and I like music like that.
Mm-hmm. Big vibes.
Yeah, and I could rock with Tim's any day.
So that's up there. That's one of those.
If I had to pick another one.
Like I said, album, mixtape.
I listen to so much stuff, man. This Dead is like such a crazy question for me. Because I really listen to everything.
It's okay. You don't got, like, it don't got to be pinpoint.
If you went to my phone, you'd be like, what are you on, bro? Because like, he sometimes walk in like, what are you listening
to? It don't got to be, like, it don't gotta be that accurate. Just whatever kind of comes to mind. Top four. So we got Tim's up there.
So we got Tim's. I'm going to just put her in like my neo soul era. And then if I had to move into like rap.
There you go.
Any Drake album. No, not any Drake album. I'm going to say Thank Me Later. Thank Me Later is probably one of my favorite Drake albums, along with Take Care. Them is like when Drake, to me, like was just hitting so hard. I mean, he hits hard all the time.
Yeah, mine was Views. Views is my shit. But that was 2016. That was a good summer.
Views, too. Views was a great summer. That was such a good...
That was my summer track.
Summer, yeah. When I think 2016, I think Controller.
I think of
Views. I think Controller, yeah. So I will say, yeah, Drake is in there.
Okay.
Another album I'll say, and I'm not even like... Yeah, I like Nicki Minaj. I'm not like a huge barb or nothing, but I would say that Pink Friday was great because I really pay attention to music and I pay attention to features. I pay attention to production. Mm-hmm. And when I listened to that whole album, she had some pretty iconic features on that album. Like, this is your first album dropping. You had Eminem, Kanye, Rihanna, Natasha Bedingfield all on one album.
She went freaking crazy.
She went crazy. That's,
okay. I like that. All right, and to round off the last four. So we got Tim's, we got Drake, we got Nicki up there. Give me another album that you should be like, that's my one.
That just vibes you.
Mm-hmm. It could be your rock shit, your stoner shit. Like I said, your old
school. Oh, yeah, because I love Paramore. I love Paramore.
There it is.
Yeah.
Some hyphy stuff, some old school.
I love that, too. That's the thing. Oh my God, that's so hard. I don't know. That's so much.
We can leave it open. You want to leave it open?
We can definitely leave that open.
We'll leave the fourth one open. Okay, we'll leave the fourth one open. All right, now break it down from 4 to 3. No food, no phones, but your top 3 items you need on a deserted island.
No food and no phones.
Food, you'll get food. You'll be that's a given. Food. Like, yeah, that's a given. You'll have food there. Whatever pop up, there'll be chickens running around. Whatever. and phone, y'all have somebody to contact just in case. But what are the 3 things you need out there?
I say need a weapon for sure.
Yeah,
animals.
I say that for sure. Yep. I need a hatchet. Definitely or axe. A weapon. Something.
But I need a weapon. I don't have to keep reloading. Like,
yeah, you just need some a melee weapon. You can whack somebody
something
with
something that's for sure. I'm gonna say shoes.
Oh, that's clothing. You got to find something out there. It won't be naked and afraid, but you have your outfit on.
Right, but I need like some durable shoes because I don't have a huge fear of stepping on something I'm not supposed to step on.
That's real. That's real. Especially out there. Yeah, that's valid.
Definitely need
shoes. Step on the wrong stick, that's a snake. Oh shit.
You know, like that's a lot.
And some some good sneakers.
And then we already have like do we have food and water?
Y'all got
food and water already.
I'll say something mobile or something. Bike or something. Like
man, he's thinking way further than me. Yeah, I'm talking about shoes. Yeah, right. Definitely like a go kart. I don't know. Something that can get me out of here.
Hey, some people say that shit. Some people say guitar just to keep them entertained. Some people say a notebook. Because
that's kind of where my brain. I'm like, if I can get like some paints and a canvas, I'll be cool chilling out there for a while.
Yeah, okay. I will take it. We'll take it. But we definitely need some weapon. Definitely need some shoes. Right. And they got to get around, man. We ain't walking all day. Last one. 2 people you would love to cook for. You can say cook with, maybe get some pointers and stuff like Rachel Ray, Gordon Ramsay. You can do Emma Glassy, or you can even keep it personal. Grandma, auntie, homie, the cousins. Like, I just want to cook for the fam one good time. You could, or what's 2 people or kind of two groups that you would love to cook for, throw down for?
So one person would be, so my grandma passed away before I was even born, but like we're the same person. Like, her birthday is the day after mine.
Hey.
We're both like, everything that my mom ever told me about her, I'm like, man, that would have been my homie. Like, but she always tells me like my grandma was always trying recipes and they weren't always hitting. And I'm like, I would have loved to just sit and chill in the kitchen with my grandma and
show her.
Cause my dad's mom, that's pretty much where I got all my cooking, was my mom, my nanny.
Gotcha.
So it's like, I gotta taught my grandma a couple things. We could have been in there vibing. So definitely my grandma.
Okay.
And if I had to pick somebody else.
Dead or alive, any era, celebrity or not.
That's hard. That's really hard.
That's the podcast, baby. What's the wave?
Yeah, we on
the
spot with it, man. You caught me off guard with that one.
Come on, what's the wave? We on the spot with it.
You definitely caught me off guard with that one. Man, I don't know. I really couldn't even tell you.
You get a fake answer for right now. It don't got to be the real one.
Okay, we can fake answer. If I'm fake answering, I would say somebody like influencer wise, like Lizzo. Like, sit there and cook with my girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
make a little episode out of that.
We connect, you know, on that level, like
little vibe. You know? I like it.
Yeah, I cook something for her.
I'm down with that. That's like I said. That's cool with me. But no, thank you for that. That's gonna wrap it up for the rap. Wait. Before I finish it, did you think of the fourth for the Mount Rushmore? You thinking number four? Or you can give a fake answer for that too.
Okay, so I'll be real with you.
So we got Tim's, Drake, Nicki.
Kanye's graduation album.
That's a banger.
I absolutely love that.
That's not a wrong answer.
And what made me really appreciate that was we recently were watching his documentary on Netflix, in which I think people should watch because that really gave me more insight. I always liked him growing up. Growing up, I was a huge... Me and my mama was like slapping Kanye. Yeah. Like... had a white blazer truck slapping Kanye. Like, you know, I love that's Kanye. Comedy. But, you know, and as I got older, I kind of was, you know, seeing all the craziness. And then, you know, like, I think it's hard being, I can imagine it would be hard being famous. Like, you going through your whole life in front of the whole world. So I'm like, he can't be this monster.
Especially at a young age. Like, you know? Could you imagine if we was 24?
Yeah.
With millions? Coming from where we come from. Yeah. Like, shit. Ain't no telling how we would have ended up.
Stuff, having psychotic episodes and everybody watching you. So I don't know. I love Kanye. I think that people kind of give him a bad rap, but his you can't like deny the music. You can't like you can't not hear Kanye and be like freaking he's genius, talented. Yeah,
can't deny it. Okay, we'll take it. I like that. So we got the top four, we got the top three, we got the top two. Let's keep it moving. I'm gonna do a quick shout out to my sponsors real quick. Always shout out Vintage Variation, Anthony A. Dub Williams. He got this new collection that's dropping, I want to say at the end of this month, and we got some giveaways popping off. So holla at your boy. We got some stuff planned and in the works. Please go shop Vintage Variation and follow them on all social media platforms as well. Also, Become Cosmetics, they on a little break right now, but don't worry, they're gonna pop back with some good lip gloss, some good lip, and all your beauty care products, because you know that's what we're here for.
We love a good lip gloss.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been in my cousin here. Come on, we got to get it back rolling. Shout out to Real Real Productions, of course. The lights, camera, action, that shit ain't little nothing, you feel me? If you need something cut and sewed, stitched up, you feel me, on the editing end, point and shoot work, post-production editing, you feel me? If you need a promo clip made, holla at your boy, Real Reels Production, always holding it down for What's the Wave. You know, we the tag team, taking it to the moon and back. And last but not least, come get you a Kai clip, you feel me? Roach clips, shout out my girl Podcast Bree. She got these on sale for the website, custom made as well. But, you know, we got the nice What's the Wave exclusive. Ladies, y'all pay way too much for your nails to be burning them on the doobie.
Saying.
Get you a little roach clip. And like you said, if you're at the gas station, at the ATM, stop asking these weirdos to help you get your card out. You feel me? Be safe, man.
Asking strangers at 2 in the morning.
Shit, I'm about to say, walking back to your car, I need to get a nigga real quick, man. Stop playing. These is multifunctional tools, man. Multifunctional. We got you. So shout out to Kai Clips, man. We got some more rolling out, some more colors. But if you want something custom, please hit her up. But we're going to keep the podcast on the move, on the wave, on the roll. Talk a little bit of media. We're millennials. Like I said, I identify with it. At first, I used to hate it. Oh, don't call me. Man, I am what I am. Man. Yeah. We grew up in the social media age. Like, I remember having flip phones when we was five. So
If you had a Razor or a Sidekick,
I'm telling
it was
you,
legit.
Legit.
Like, if I had a pink Razor, I was that girl. Like, you couldn't tell nobody
that
having a
Green
Razor.
Lantern Sidekick or the Tony Hawk one. Like, bro, you couldn't tell nobody. Nathan.
Look.
Yo, shit, swivel what?
Look, they be like, you got money? No.
So with us, you know, coming from that era, us being, you know, 90s babies and stuff, what music you been listening to lately? What's been on y'all playlist? Maybe on the way over here, this is something y'all went to sleep to? Because it's something we, you know, we indulge with every day.
So really Tim's.
Dude. The Tim's?
We be off Tim's heavy together.
Okay, I might have to tap into her.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I hate that I'm one of those people that heard her through the Instagram reels, but
sometimes
thank God
that's how
I did, though,
right.
Because, no, she's got really good, I mean, her voice is just beautiful, but, and just as someone who, like, my routine at night, I will get up at 2 a.m, turn some music on, and bake. So I listen to everything.
You're a real,
like,
vampire,
I said, that's how, no, that's how we do it, because, like, you know, we come from, like, working graveyard shifts. Like, even when I was working, I was a counselor, I was doing graveyard shifts. So I'm always, night is my hours, and I'll turn music on, and I have like 7 different playlists that I go through. They're like, I got an oldies playlist. I have like a mixed in rap, like whatever. Because when it comes to that kind of music, like, I listen to, like, we got folks that make music, so I listen to it. Like, I be off Birdie heavy.
Facts.
You know, like, I have a whole Mac Dre playlist. Facts. Like, I listen to all that stuff. So it's like, it depends on the mood I'm in, but it mm-hmm. also depends on the speed. So, like, if I'm just chilling, I'll turn my oldies playlist on, I'll wash the dishes, do whatever. But if I'm trying to get something done, if I got, like, an hour to do it, then I'm popping on some different...
Yeah,
so
you kind of use music to set the vibe for the tone for the day.
Yeah, and I have to keep in tune with that also because being... You know, with our business being on Instagram, I have to make reels. Reels is how we get our exposure.
Yes.
So we have to tap into like me personally, I didn't listen to the new Beyonce album, but I know I need her music because she got the popular reels right now. And I could make a reel of the most basic cake, but if I got the right sound, it's popping off. Right. It's got 400 likes.
That can't break my soul on there. That shit gonna go up.
Everybody's like, oh my God. Like, right. So
she's good. Oh my God.
You know, and that's how I really, like, I did a reel with the Tim song, the little, you know. And it was just a strawberry shortcake. And it went up from just from like using that song. So I would say music is very important. That's what keeps half of my business doing what it does. Yeah. Not even just on Instagram, but in my house. I got to be listening to something. Yeah. I will not move if there's nothing on. Even if I got to turn the TV on or something.
Some people can't live without music.
Like, no, really.
I appreciate silence every now and again. Right. But some people, they be like, no, I need it. But like you said, you use it.
Finna take a shower, we're putting some music on. Mm-hmm. Finna clean the house up, we're going to put some music on. Mm-hmm. Like, we're a music house. Like, I feel bad for when we have kids, they're going to hate us. Because that's what we do. Like, I don't think it's a time we don't have some music on.
Facts.
It's very rare that it's quiet in our house. Like, we like the comfortable noise a little bit, I would say.
Okay, I could dig it. Now, TV and movies. Like I said, we talked a little Hulu, a little Netflix earlier. I just went to the movies. Last time I went to the movie, I seen Nope, that Jordan Peele.
I want to see Nope so bad.
Go check that out. Enjoy it for what it is. It's a really good sci-fi kind of thriller.
He's tight.
Going crazy. What else y'all been tapping into? A lot of these reality TV shows been popping off too. These P-Valleys and Jocelyn Dollhouse. They got a Baddies of the Bay now. There's a lot going on right now.
I definitely like... Okay, I did watch Jocelyn's Cabaret. I'm guilty.
That's fine. Everybody indulge what they indulge
when
in.
When it's a reality show, I like the drama. That's
what it's for.
I will say that show was messy. Like, it, but no, as far as like just sitcoms, I watch The Office on repeat. That's my comfort show. So even if I don't want to pay attention to something, but I do want noise on, I'll turn The Office on. I'll fall asleep to The Office. I'm super into American Horror Story. Like, right now, I'm just finishing the little tiny little ends.
I watched two or three seasons.
You gotta really be into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I stopped at like the hotel one.
Hotel is crazy.
That's the one, though. Yeah, that was the one.
It gets crazy.
That was the one, the hotel one.
I kind of be trying to get him
tapped
into.
Or was it the Asylum? I don't know.
Asylum is the second season.
Yeah, I seen that one.
And that's when I kind of really start paying attention. It was getting a little spooky.
So for sure. Like, George Lopez.
Yeah, we've been running that back.
Yeah, he be on the Nick at Night this year. We went to sleep too.
Martin sometimes,
sometimes you watch Fresh Prince.
I did just watch Black Phone on Peacock. I watched Black Phone. It's a little spooky.
Also, see, that's why I got to get Peacock. You got the premium?
Peacock is cool. I think I got a friend's account, honestly.
Yeah. It's a show on there called Bust Down. Go watch that. Bust Down. That shit is hilarious.
We did like the Fresh Prince show, the new one.
Okay.
That show was
Bel Air. Yeah, I heard mixed things about it, but it seemed like it was all right.
It was, you know, at first. Yeah. At first, I wasn't. It was a little corny.
Yeah.
I really hate corny. So I cringe. I don't know, but I will keep watching it, but it took me a minute. When I actually got into Bel Air, it was really good. Really good.
I can get with it. Okay.
Raising Kanan.
Yeah, everybody, the Power series has been going crazy. Everybody be on those. So, okay, I could dig it. And last but not least, I had to throw it in there because at first, usually I ask people just music, just TV, but shit, social media is its own platform at this point. What y'all been on? You been, are you a TikToker? I got to ask. You TikTok? Yeah. Already off the rip. Off the rip, man. TikTok. Already. I'm already knowing. My boys do. Like I said, I got my boys, they be sending me some TikTok and stuff. I'm more, like I said, I'll scroll Instagram and Twitter, if anything.
Yeah.
But like I said, TikTok got some gems. Like, you could learn some
TikTok,
shit, too.
No, that's... Okay, so I was going to say that. TikTok is cool because you can go from watching some hilarious videos to then... I was watching this girl and she gives information on like people who are abusing animals and I was super into it. Like, I'm like, what? And you'll keep going, it's cool. It's engagement. So I do like TikTok. Like, we make TikTok sometimes. We have fun on TikTok, but I like it. It's like, it's so funny. Like, I'm like, how do people think of stuff? Like, I think it's the new age Vine.
Ooh,
because Vine used to be cracking. Yeah, Vine was popping. TikTok is like Vine 2.0. It's like more features. It's funny.
Because but it's starting to put a like. I say nobody even be on Snapchat or none of that nowadays.
Snapchat is ancient.
Like that Triller, I think.
It's like a combination.
That's good. Yeah, because I mean the ability to edit on TikTok is rarely underrated. It's hard. Like, you could do a lot. You can make a fucking movie in 15 seconds. Like, it's wild.
People who know how to navigate TikTok, kudos. I feel like an old lady when I be on, because it's like, I know how to do the bare minimum basics on TikTok. Like, people who can edit each screen, you have to, I don't know how to do all that. Like, I like watching people who could do it. I don't know how to do
that. That's real. No, that's real. Okay. Let's keep it rolling out of the media segment. Talk a little bit of sports a little bit. Okay. You have a team. I'm about to say, we can get into it, but y'all Niner fans?
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
We love it. Okay. With that being said, I'll just like to ask people who follow sports, whether you know very closely or kind of loosely, expectations. What y'all, about y'all division tough? I'm a Charger fan, so we in the AFC West. So, like I said, that's a whole nother ball game. Yeah. We could get into it. But just expectation for the Niners. I want to see how realistic you are. Because some people... Because y'all, I'm about to say...
Here he go.
Come on. I'm about to say, okay, give me a record. It's 17 games in the season.
Okay, 17 games.
Give me y'all record. Remember, y'all still got the Rams. They live. The Cardinals is in y'all division.
I say 11-6.
Ooh, that's tough. That's lofty. I like it. And then give me what y'all playoff run gonna look like, y'all. I mean, other than to the bowl, okay. I get that because I say the same shit.
I ain't gonna lie, realistically,
because y'all was just in the NFC Championship, right?
Realistically, I think we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, y'all was just in the NFC Championship against the Rams, right? That was last, yeah, just this past year.
I just gotta see my quarterback more.
Trey Lance, yeah.
I gotta shoot through the whole season.
That's a question. How do you feel about him?
Trey Lance.
You fuck with him? I don't like his throwing motion. I'm sorry.
I like him, but it's still little things that he needs to work. He needs to get that ball out. I think.
Yeah, he winded up like this. I don't like that. He cool.
He just little fundamentals and stuff like he needs to learn. I fuck with Trey Lance, though.
Shout out Trey Lance. Man, shout out to Niners. It's going to be interesting.
I think it's a better upgrade from Garoppolo, though, to me.
Yeah.
You know, he took us. He did.
I'm tired of him.
He took y'all. He took y'all there.
Come on, crunch time. You can't be folding.
facts. That boy
pissed us all off a little bit.
I don't know if y'all heard. It's finna be lit. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get to
Raiders that and
game.
Niners are playing in Vegas. So shit, the whole Bay finna be right across
the
way.
To get to that game.
Man, if I'm about to say, even though I don't get to the game, I just need to be out there.
My family lives in Vegas. Oh, like my brothers are out there.
Oh, it's
so
up.
Even if like I want to go out there for the game bad, but I do want to go out there. Just
them tickets.
In
I'm about to say, if you don't get your tickets now,
they're crazy.
It's over.
Yeah, especially if you're like a Raider fan and you're trying to get home seats.
Yeah, because the Raiders, the season opener for the Chargers, they play the Raiders on 9/11. And me and my brother was trying to go. Out the ass for the tickets right now, off the rip, especially season opener. But let me put on wax. Any Raider fan, 9/11, pull up. I'm having a watch party for the podcast. I want all the smoke, man. Justin Herbert, we finna take y'all on these heads off.
We can't
I don't care about none of that, man. That's gonna be it.
I could say one thing.
Absolutely.
I got y'all to win y'all division.
Thank you, sir. See? Thank you, sir. I appreciate that because it's gonna be rough.
I ain't gonna lie. But if it's not true, I say Broncos.
Broncos gonna be they're gonna be nasty. I'm scared of them. I'm really scared of them. But yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm excited for this football season. Yeah, I feel it. And he a Chief fan. Shout out Rio. So we always be like, and we always have Razors fans in here, so it always be funk. We got fantasy this year too, so you know we be talking shit.
I can't stand the Chiefs so bad. I had lived in Kansas as a kid. My mom moved for work. So we moved to Kansas. We were thinking Kansas is like everybody's gonna be obsessed with Wizard of Oz. All they care about is the Chiefs. That's all they care about. And my mom
Chiefs
went
and ketchup,
to
nigga.
The Chiefs, literally. And my mom went to the Chiefs versus Raider game.
There he is. He got we got Brady. We got Justin Jefferson, Juju, Zeke. You got and Christian McCaffrey. I hope your tight end do something. He got squad. No, yeah. Get some money.
The Chiefs. My mom went to the Chiefs and Raiders game. She was like two Raiders fans in the audience, and the Raiders like whooped the Chiefs, and everybody was so angry.
Yeah.
Everybody was so mad.
That shit is real.
I will root for the Raiders just to make sure the Chiefs don't win.
Hell yeah, I feel it. Okay, from the football field to the hardwood, y'all got a hoop team favorite NBA squad.
Lakers.
He's a Lakers fan.
Laker fan. You yourself? Or you just a hometown team?
Well, I'm like, I like the Warriors, but I'm not really as into like basketball as I am with like football.
That's fine. Yeah.
But like, naturally, like if it was a game coming up, I'll rock with him to the Laker game. There, like, you know, but but at the end of the day, I do love the Warriors. Like, I was a Warriors fan when Monte Ellis was on the Warriors. I was like, hey, that believe. Was my favorite. Yeah. But I also, I really used to like the Celtics. I was a Paul Pierce fan.
What?
As a kid, yeah. The I was truth. A big Paul Pierce fan. And then, like, I was a huge Monte Ellis fan. And, like, you know, so, like, I'll still rock with the Warriors every now and then, but I'll also root for the Lakers. Like, I That's like good. Cali teams at the end Thanks. Of the day.
I you like know? It. I like it. My team, like I said, I'm a Knicks fan. That's because my dad's side of the family from New York and stuff. So, that's what I just gravitated to. But, yeah, we so doo-doo right now. It's not even funny. y'all heard the Lakers have picked up Pat Bev today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, how you think that's going to work out? It is, but you never know. Like I said, the Lakers have been making some crazy moves.
Might be good though. Even though they say Pat Bev ass, he somewhat got some defense.
He can play. I mean, he's still in the league for a reason, man. He's still in the league.
Like, even though he's pretty decent. He's not as ass as people make it seem.
Yeah, he can play. He can play. He ain't no scrub, but. Yeah, we'll leave it there for the sports. I'm excited. Like I said, football season right around the corner, and you know the NBA season will be right behind it before we even know it. But as the summer wraps up, and as we kind of get to the last segment of this podcast, I'm ready to get in some of these cupcakes too. But before I do that, I need the full story arc. Like I said, I love calling the story arc because I be in anime and I love different arcs. Mm-hmm. I need to start.
You like anime?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Interstellar 5555?
No, I've heard of it though, but I've
it's
never
the whole,
it.
It's the whole Daft Punk album, but it's the movie has no words. It's just the Daft Punk album describing the whole movie.
That's
it's
wild.
It's okay. Like a classic. I love.
I'm going to have to peep game.
Yeah. I swear by it. Yeah. Watch
I just started Hunter Hunter not too long ago.
It's just, it's a movie, like it's a one part movie, but it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could get into it. No, for real, for real. But yes, I need, well, first, describe the flavors that we pick. I picked these out because I, you know, got to put, able to put in a request. So we got the red velvet.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Twix.
Mm-hmm.
We got the strawberry. Shortcake?
That one's just strawberry.
Just strawberry.
So, like, if you would have had strawberry shortcake, it would have had the crunchies.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, I think different. That's strawberry. And then the one I'm looking forward to, that caramel apple thing right over there. That thing go crazy. Yes. So, these are the flavors. I'm going to cut some of these up. So, like I said, me and Rio could try some of these. But as I do that, please explain the origin story. When did you get an idea like, hey, let's make TT Sweets. Let's do this. Okay, you've hinted to it a couple times throughout the podcast, right. But let's get into it.
So the very start, my best friend was pregnant with my goddaughter. And like she knows, like I would be on Instagram and Facebook all the time watching videos of people, how they make cake pops and how, you know, whatever. And I was like, it'll look easy enough. Like, you know, and she was having a gender reveal. And she was like, can you make my sweets for my gender reveal? I was like, I could try. Like, you know, I'm like, I think I could. I was confident. But when I tell you, I was up to like 8 the next morning messing up. Just I was trying to melt the chocolate. And this is when I didn't understand what properties to use. So chocolate is oil based, obviously.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm like, okay, I can't melt the chocolate. Let me put some water in it. I was just
She was loaded.
I was messing it up so bad. And you know, my best friend was super pregnant. She's like, oh, I'll help you. But she's in the bed knocked out, not helping me at all. So I'm in the kitchen crying because I can't get nothing done. So finally, I kind of started getting the gist. I was melting it right. I think I only got like maybe 15 cake pops done. I did some Rice Krispies, but I like cut them. At the time, I was making Rice Krispies completely from scratch.
Oh, what?
Oh, God. Yeah. I was making them. They were the sizes were so dumb. Like, I mean, everything looked crazy. Like, and that was my first time ever making anything.
Right.
But even with it looking crazy, my best friend was like, these are so cute. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm like, this is terrible. She's like, no, these are so cute. The colors are so cute. So, you know, we put the sweets out at the gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, you made these? I'm like, yeah. I was embarrassed. I said,
for the first time, had never done
it before.
You only could expect so much, you know?
Everybody's like, oh my God, like, you should do these more. You should do these more. I'm like, yeah. So I like made a page and I was getting orders and I don't know where my confidence was coming from. Cause child, when I tell you them sweets was like a mess, but I was still taking orders. I was still like learning as I went type thing. And the name came from just the fact that like I'm not a mom, I'm a TT. Like all my friends had kids, and I figured when my goddaughter got here, if she didn't know how to say my name, she'd probably say TT.
Exactly.
Like, so you know, that's kind of like I'm a TT. That's where it came from. So I kept that. I had shut my page down for a while just because I was so overwhelmed and I was still working and stuff. But you know, he kept telling me like, you could do it, like bring it back, do it, bring it back. Got and it. Plus Valentine's Day is my thing. That's what everybody looks forward to. I always do a raffle. I always do boxes. Valentine's Day is my biggest Valentine's Day and Halloween. I sell out.
Ooh, it's coming up.
So I started, Halloween. I'm telling you. So I started up right again, like right before like my 23rd birthday. I think I restarted my page again just in time for Valentine's Day. And I just went crazy. Like I was taking as many orders as I could. My mother-in-law was like completely like shutting her kitchen down so I could use it. Like I would be up at 4 a.m. baking and she was just like, whatever you need. She would clean the whole kitchen for me. Like she just would have it like I had a really good support system.
That's what's up.
So it just made me feel like, okay, I could do this. And then, you know, we got our own place. I was like, I could really do this. Like now we moving. Now we're booming.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was like rough. Cause like I said, I started this in 2018.
Right.
And I didn't know what I was doing. And like my mom bought me a whole mixer. Like she had got me a huge standing mixer. I didn't know how to use it. I was just like, okay.
Shit, YouTube, like, you know, YouTube,
like,
here we
right.
go.
She's like, here's a mixer. She was buying me all these cake mixes and Rice Krispie box, just all this stuff so I could just have stuff and start. And I had so many people like, you could do it, you could do it. So I was like, I guess I could. And now that's like how I keep going, is I do have a lot of support from my friends and my family. Like, and my boyfriend was always pushing me to do something different. Like I said, I wasn't even making real buttercream. So he was like, yeah, you need to make buttercream. This is lame. Like, he's like, everybody can do.
I mean, that's real. Set yourself apart. Set yourself apart.
Exactly. And that's what he would say all the time. He's like, you have to be different somehow from everybody else making it. So I just kind of started learning and technique.
And maybe think, if you can, to one of the topics that you haven't touched on, because you have kind of detailed a lot of the stuff you had to go through and overcome. What was another hurdle that like just came out the blue, like, wait, what the fuck? Like, was it maybe marketing? Was it, like you said, was it a food cost? Exactly. Like, actually just breaking down your food costs. It's like, oh, I'm selling these 20 cupcakes for $50, but these cupcakes cost me $10 to make each.
Like, I would say the hardest part for me at a time, I didn't have a car, and having a car is so huge because I do delivery. So it was like, I didn't want a million women people coming to where I live. I didn't want to have to worry about like waiting on, I've had to wait on customers for hours before.
Real shit.
So it's like having a car really makes it easier, because at the time when I didn't, of course, that was rough. So having to like get that together and like just get all the other aspects together so that I could fall into place, that's been hard. I've had crazy customers.
I could believe it.
I've had a number of that. I mean, I still deal with stuff all the time, but
they don't stop.
I think it doesn't. But I do think the good stuff definitely outweighs all the crazy shit that I've dealt with doing this, because it's not easy. Especially, like I said, I've never been to culinary school. I don't know nothing about nothing. But I do, like, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going to learn to make this. I need to get into it. Or, like, I'll send ideas to my mom, and she'll buy me, like, some little gadget. Like, okay, here. Maybe that'll help you learn. So it's like, you know, yeah, just definitely not always having the resources.
If it's easy, everybody would be doing it, but it's not. So that's why we here to provide it for y'all.
Definitely.
But a switch from a hurdle, like I said, now let me know where things, you know, got a little smoother. Talk to the good moments, because like that's what we in it for those wins. Even if it might have been a little one, like maybe the first time you tried out the buttercream that Bay recommended, maybe one of those type of things.
I would say probably one of my strongest moments just this year was my wedding cake order, because I had never done the first thing I did wedding related was I did my aunt's engagement party, and that was a pretty big table arrangement, and it was really nice. And, you know, that was kind of an expansion of bigger clientele. But when I got a wedding cake order, my cousin was having a vow renewal. So I did that cake, and then I had this guy hit me up who's like a DJ, and he was like, my couple, they need a cake ASAP. It's for Saturday. Can you do it? And, you know, I never used to charge squeeze-in fees until like the last 6 months. I finally started instituting that. And I had to, because people would hit me up like 24 hours before, like, can you do a cake? And then when I say no, they're all pissed off. I'm like, do you know what I have to go through?
Right.
So I started charging fees, and the people who pay it, they get what they get. Exactly. They get top notch. So this couple, like, you know, the people I told you were in Piedmont, they're like, we just need a 2-tier white cake. And we needed to deliver to Piedmont. And I was like, all on Saturday? Like, all right.
Yeah.
So they paid like $250 just for that. They, you know, I came, they gave me the setup, and that just was such a moment for me, because I'm like, I did a real wedding. I've never had done a wedding cake before.
It's fucking major.
I never thought nothing I could do would somebody would want it at their wedding, you know? So that was kind of a big deal for me.
Nah, that's fucking dope. That's so dope. I love it. I love to hear it. I love to see it. But now, before, like I said, we try to taste some of these, we need to let the people know what's next. Like you said, of course, you know, everybody, you know, got to go at their own pace, move at your right speed. But what can I expect? What can the people expect from you, TT Sweets? Is it more expansion, more flavors, more events?
It's definitely going to be expansion. I know I want a bakery.
Talk your shit.
I do want a bakery really bad. And when I think of it, not even have to be like some huge crazy bakery. Mm. I think of it as like an Endless Summer Sweets type vibe where like everybody's comfortable. It's family. Like there's music playing. Mm-hmm. I just want to give people a better opportunity as far as like I would want to be a boss that I would want to work for.
Facts.
So, you know, if I get a bakery, which I really am praying that is in the cards for me, I want to make it to where anybody who works for me has more opportunity. And I don't want to be one of those people that like, I understand, like you have life outside of work.
Facts.
Like, yeah, my job is my life, right. But there is life outside of work for you. So I just want to be able to afford to pay people how they need to be paid and to like still make my money and everybody wins, everybody eats. So like I'm really hoping that's in the cards for me because that's something I've just been thinking about the last couple years. Man, really heavy.
A space is essential to a lot of businesses.
Yeah, and it would just be so much better. I could finally have my house back. Like
for real.
Because my house is my workspace. Same. You know? So,
you see, we was the way. We out the house with
you.
It,
know,
man.
Like we're in the house.
It's funny that you said that because I've even thought about like having other little brands and stuff like that. I'd be like, bro, I barely use my kitchen. Yeah. So like, bro, y'all could come whatever you need. Like, hey, I just need your oven for like an hour, bro.
Right.
Run it up. Yeah, that's what we here for. So.
My nanny is like that. Like my Yeah. He's like, I have a whole empty fridge. You could put like 10 cakes in here. I'm like, okay, I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's good to know.
My fridge don't fit that much.
For real. Nah, that's super real. But no, thank y'all for coming on. Like I said, let's speak to some of these creations that you made as we taste some. Rhea, you got to come taste some of these with me. Let me try the strawberry one first. How you come up with the caramel apple idea? That was just like, hey, you sitting down, just like, that shit sound good.
So I was making a new menu, and like I said, I make and edit all my menus, like even down to the graphics. So when I was listing out my recipes, every time I do a flavor, I do what would my cake flavor be? Yeah, keep it moist, man. Can't have no dry cake.
Right.
I always think like, okay, what's my cake flavor going to be? What's my add-on? Yeah. What's my filling? What's my icing?
Yeah. You know?
So caramel apple, when I was just thinking like, what is a sweet flavor that I would go to a store and buy? And I'm like, I love caramel apples. I don't necessarily like making caramel apples themselves. Like I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'm like a caramel apple cupcake with that would be kind of cool.
I love caramel apples.
So, you know, I was just thinking like how I would execute that, what I would do. And I'm like, caramel filling would be good. Like
off the rip.
Little apple slice on there.
I just want you to thank that man. Cause the first thing that changed my mind was that fucking frosting.
So the strawberry cupcakes have cream cheese frosting.
That's
cool. The red velvet has cream cheese frosting, and then the two caramel ones have buttercream.
Okay, let's try the buttercream. That cream cheese? That might be because I guess I'm used to buttercream, you know, as a kid. That's what you get, you know, your normal birthday cakes.
I love cream cheese icing. That's my favorite.
That shit. And I love strawberry cake. My favorite cake is yellow with the chocolate frosting.
I do those.
Shit.
I do that. That is
okay, like I said, Halloween around the corner.
It is.
Here. Oh my gosh.
Might have to run some boxes back for Halloween.
Got caramel in it?
Yes, they both do. Nigga. This one has caramel baked in it, and that one has caramel in it.
Like, stop right here, because if not, it's gonna be another 10 minutes of me just snacking over here. But without further ado, please let the people know where they can follow you, where they can find your products.
So I got my cards here for you too to hand out. TT Sweets on Instagram, TTZ Sweets, and I'm on Facebook for the older folks that don't really prefer Instagram, so I keep it on there. But I really do most of my networking from Instagram.
Man, follow the IG. Y'all are not going to be disappointed. Thank you. Thank both of y'all for showing up and showing out.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm glad to have brought y'all in for y'all to promote y'all beautiful business that y'all run. Because like I said, it seems like y'all taking it serious. And the serious feedback y'all been getting has been great. And like I said, I'm here for it. I love to see local brands and other people build and expand. So we here for it. You never know. We might have a What's the Wave cupcake, something dropping soon. You know, every brand come on. I always try to collab with them. Like I said, I don't do merch or nothing like that. But
we might have to do some edibles next. Like,
come on, talk I'm about me. And, yeah, you, me and Gross sister been talking. Let's do it. Let's do
you
it.
Like,
I'm here for
when
it.
Me and Kelsey get together on that,
it's good. It's good. Bad. Oh yeah, we finna talk some shit. But other than that, thank y'all for watching. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. Can't lie about that. But thank y'all for tuning in. It's been another great episode of What's the Wave, and we'll see y'all next week.
like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between breasts. I'm a mess. Also something you gotta respect. A prince as a newborn, a king in death. Oh yes, son of the waves is the best. If you jump in.